Good evening.
Good evening, Marcus.
Good evening, Marcus. You're the only one right now. Do you want to wait or do you want to start?
Oh, we can wait.
I think you were the only one on for the reincarnation class yesterday also, correct?
Correct.
How are things going?
Okay, how are things going with you?
Well, last week was a little interesting in that I wasn't able to really do the late night classes, but I'm feeling better now. I think the time change did me in and I didn't realize it.
Yeah, takes some getting used to. I'm just struggling through the allergy season.
Yeah, that's part of it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Are you working with that, with the allergies?
Yeah. It comes and goes. Today the pollen's real high over here. The grasses and the trees and everybody's trying to mow their grass as well, so that doesn't help. Well, we're still getting a lot of rain here.
Yeah, the rain usually washes the pollen out of the air.
Yeah, but I guess there's so much. Everything's in bloom.
Right.
Which is nice. And I love spring, but I have some difficult times sometimes. I have to take a call. I'll be back.
No problem.
Okay, I'm back.
That was quick.
Yeah.
couple more minutes.
Okay.
Tana, I'm way late because I had a friend call and I didn't pay attention to the time. I'm so sorry. Is anybody still on?
Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm.
I was about to call it, but let's get started.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Not a problem.
I tell you, this time doesn't work with me. I'm still an hour behind every day.
Well, that's what I think happened to me last week, for whatever reason. So we're in Pasuk 205 on section 22 of the Parsha Lech Lecha from the Sulam commentary. And we'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkinte bit hiluur himud hiluud hiluur himu. Leakta l'shem yud he buvav he. B'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. V'ayhino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kananei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kananeihu. V'tachat sei te yuvta denu kva l'gabei kura. Aved nefesh nefash uruta v'teyuta did kura l'gabei nukva v'ita bekuta dilei abba apek nefash v'kolel teyuta denukva v'natel La ve'it kelel te uvta tata'a ba te uvta. Dile la ve'it avidu reuta chada vela peruda. The translation. Come and see. The passion of the female to the male brings forth a nefesh, and the passion of the male towards the female and his clinging to her also brings forth a nefesh, which includes the nefesh from the passion of the female. Thus, the passion of the lower, the female, is united with the passion of the upper, the male, and both nefeshot become one desire without any separation. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. Reincarnation study helps also. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Is it talking about when a soul is being created? When
yes.
A man and a woman?
I didn't hear clearly your last comment. I may have answered too early.
Well, I just thought it was bringing a soul into the world.
Yes, it is describing bringing this soul into the world. and it's describing what creates the nefeshim or the nefeshotes. What creates them is passion. And if we were aware that when we're being intimate with our husband or wife, that we were creating a soul, or in this case, in the physical world, usually we're drawing a soul, not necessarily into a body, into a pregnancy, but we're creating the soul in the level of Chachma and Bina.
Mm-hmm.
And if we understood that, we would have a different attitude towards it.
I have a question.
That's never helped, you know. That's not taught in today's world. I said that's not taught in today's world, you know, with young couples.
No, it's not. Not even in older couples.
Well, I think we've heard it a lot in the classes with past menopause and, you know, but...
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry, Malcolm, go ahead. I think we talked at the same time.
My question is, when you have that conscious of being intimate with your husband or a husband with a wife, and you create this soul knowing that's why you're being intimate, does that soul have a different... does that soul have more light than just the lust of the intimacy? Does it draw additional energies? And when it does come down, is it considered a righteous, a pure soul?
There are meditations that can be taught that you are to have both sides are needed to have to create a righteous soul. But yes, that is the goal. The more in unity the two are, the more balanced that nefesh is. Because remember, we were saying there's a male nefesh and a female nefesh, but in reality, there's only one nefesh. They are united together.
Mm-hmm.
The nefesh is a soul is not complete unless it has both aspects, both halves.
So the more meditation.
I'm sorry?
Do you do the meditation before the intimacy?
Yes.
The male and female would meditate prior to their passion.
Prior to their intimacy, but they'd also have that meditation continues during the intimacy.
Okay.
No, we didn't know that. So we said the Shema.
Well, that's a good substitute.
But I already had my children, you know, when I was past menopause even, you know. Well, hopefully there's some holy souls up there.
But even when you have your children, you're still creating a nefesh.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, it that may be you know, that may go into another couple, but you're still creating that nefesh soul.
Right, but not having that conscious of...
Not conscious, that not having the conscious still creates a nefesh soul. It's just right. That soul is not a righteous soul. It can be unbalanced.
Right.
You know, if you have a... God forbid, but if your consciousness... But while you're being intimate, is thinking of another person other than who you're with, that soul is going to be not a balanced soul.
Mm-hmm. That soul actually belongs to the...
Say again?
That soul is actually that person you're thinking of, basically his child, because the conscious is there.
Well, isn't there, I don't know if it's Midrash or words, that's what happened when Jacob... I slept with Leah, thinking he had married Rachel.
Yes, that is what the Midrash is saying, is that Jacob was thinking he was with Rachel, and he was actually with Leah, and that's why Reuben lost the firstborn rights, and also it's why the tribe of Reuben was left outside the land.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing applied to the tribe of
Gad,
because he thought he was with Jacob thought he was with Leah, and he was with her handmaid, and so that's why the tribe of Gad had to stay outside the land. And there's also something about the tribe of Manasseh, but I'm not, it's from a Midrash I never read, so I never really heard the full Midrash.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why half of the tribe of Manasseh had to stay outside. Should I go on to 206?
Yes, you have the time.
Well, we'll find out.
Okay.
Ukdain Khalil Kola Nukvaita Birat Mean Dikura Pete Uftin Dikhtar Vahu Meet Dabikan Kahada Bialda Kola Khalil Dabida Vikad Mishmatin Nafkin Dikar Vinukva Ahada Nafkin. The translation. And the female includes everything within herself by taking both nefeshot and becoming pregnant by the male with them. And the passion of both of them conjoins them as one. Therefore, each is included within the other. And when the souls come out, male and female are within them together as one. My commentary is, again, Rabbi Ashlag's comments make the pasuk clear as written. Reincarnation study all helps also on this verse. Questions, comments, thoughts?
I'm just surprised that the verse didn't mention Hashem being as the third person or the third, you know, in with that. But it may be in coming up, you know, other verses coming.
Well, if we had that verse in the Bereishit, so. But you're right. It could have been expressed that way. But it's teaching us something very, very physical.
When we may have discussed this in the past. When does the decision of if it's a female or male develop in the soul, determining what it would be and manifested in the Malkut? Is there a time when the soul, do they decide, Hashem decides, I guess, if it's male or female? I mean, they're male and female together.
The body, what decides the male will be... Whether the body will be male or the body will be female, that's decided by the consciousness of both people at the moment of conception.
That's right. I remember that.
But the soul can change up until the moment of birth.
Okay. And if the conscious is of
with Leo, right? Didn't that happen with Leo? Leo? And I interrupted you again. I don't mean to. It's just we...
No, that's
that was the same time.
Well, I thought we just talked about that in the previous verse, that it was affecting the children. Reuben from Leah. I'm not sure what you mean by Leah in this verse.
Well, I think she saw that she had a certain number. I don't know, the sex of the child changed, I believe, to Dina.
Okay, you're referring to Dina. That she saw that it was a male. And that the sex changed, but I never heard that Dina was born as one of the mixed sexes. I always thought her body was always female. Because she was a soulmate to Rabbi Akiva, which was Shem in that generation, at that time. So, you know, it's a very high soul. Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't have been one of the mixed sexes.
So
was I clear with that?
Yes.
Go ahead, Malcolm.
So if you're both, if a male and female, husband and wife wants a son, and they, let's say they pick a name, we talked about this in the prior, too, they picked a name for it and said, his name is going to be such and such, before they even conceive the child. they already know what this name, what they want to name it. We had a big discussion about that some time back. So in their consciousness, they knew they wanted a son. So at that point, would it be a son, or would that change if their if their consciousness was not in unity.
Well, again, the body is, the sex of the body is determined by the unity or disunity at the moment of creation, the moment of conception. So okay. if it's a disunity moment, then the child will still be a male or it'll still be a female, but it won't have the same unified, balanced consciousness.
Okay.
We're out of time. So you have a good evening.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.